Oh, okay. This is Crystal.
And Trista.
And welcome back to the Forensic Mythology Podcast.
After a solid 2 years?
No, I think it's been a solid year. 1 year. It's been over 1 year.
Well, one is close enough to two.
It's been a long time. It's been a year of, like, pure chaos. I mean, like, we moved houses. We bought a house. I got a divorce. You graduated high school and started college.
Just tossing out all the family, all the skeletons in the closet, huh?
It's not skeletons. It's just, you know, stuff that's happening that...
Okay, tossing out all the fleshy beings in the closet.
Ew.
I don't know. I couldn't think of the joke.
I think the biggest thing that hinders me from actually even remembering I have a podcast
Your
is like
job?
My insane job that I'm down to the last person in my position now, so I pretty much just work. But we had some listeners reach out recently, and actually over the last year.
It's kind of funny to me because I can't imagine anyone actually listening to this besides like family members. That are like, oh, Crystal made a podcast. Let's go check it out.
I mean, there are some. And they've been like, are you going to make
more?
They
get a better taste in podcasts.
Rude.
Listen, if I'm being honest, I wouldn't listen to this if I...
You're such a dick.
I'm just being honest.
Okay, well, fine.
Sorry if I hurt your feelings.
You didn't, but, I mean, that being said, you don't want to be on this podcast anymore, so...
No, I don't mind doing it. It's just... It's a lot of work.
To sit there?
Well, I have to set it all up, and sometimes I have to write stuff. And I have a bunch of other stuff to write. I have a busy life.
Oh, yeah. You interrupted me on, like, all of the goings-on of
my
life.
I'm so,
like,
sorry. Go ahead.
Because you write a book that's, in editing for publishing.
Do I have that whole thing to do?
Which is very exciting on top of your, you know, college classes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's why we do a podcast once a year. But, today, as you know, because it's in the title, I am going to be talking about the library at Alexandria.
Oh.
And so what do you know about the library at
Alexandria? I know it was a big library, obviously, and libraries have books and texts and stuff, and then I know it went up in flames, and everyone was like, no, knowledge, and everyone's really sad because it was one of the 7 wonders of the world.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the rundown I was going to give of, like, the pop culture view of the library.
Oh, so I'm wrong.
I mean, some of it is, but I'll explain.
Okay. It didn't catch on fire?
It caught on fire a lot of times.
It did.
That's okay. A lot of paper to have in one place.
Yeah, it's like how the, I forget, there's, like, a library out there that has, like... Never mind, I forget where I was going with this. Never mind. Sorry.
Okay.
They had, like, a really, like, advanced system to avoid fires where, like, they drain, like, as soon as, like, a fire is detected, they, like, suck all the oxygen out of the building so the fire dies. But then, rest in peace to anyone who was in there for the fire.
Yeah, that's actually, I just had to do this fire training, what is it called? A fire extinguisher training at work. Because I was like, I've literally never used one, for real.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they came out and were describing the different types of fire extinguishers.
There's different types?
Yeah, there's, like, several different types. And so I had to, like, spray this, like, burning...
You got to spray?
...thing of oil, yeah. Or gas, whatever
what?
It was.
I've never gotten to use a fire...
I know, that's why I signed
fire...
up for it, because I was like, I want to use a fire extinguisher.
I was just said a fire hydrant instead of a fire extinguisher.
anyways, there are some... that are specific for, like, we have one that's for the IT room, where it just cuts the oxygen, but RIP to anyone left in there.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to, like, you have to be, like, backing out, spray, close the door type of thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Not panic in a circle going,
I feel like, never mind.
What? You can't just say never mind.
Like, those are just scary. Like, what if that, like, somebody used that, like, as a terrorist thing? Like, spread
a bunch of... But the terrorists sneak into your home and suck all the oxygen out?
I don't know. It sounds like a nightmare, right?
Not particularly. Okay. I mean, it doesn't sound like a horrible way to go out.
Yeah, it does.
I feel like I say this every... I haven't even done this in, like, a year, but I still feel like I somehow always end up talking about... Say something
really morbid?
Saying about some topic about me... Someone dying.
Yeah. I don't know how we got on fire extinguishers, so...
Because I said the library went on fire.
Okay, so, yeah, like, the popular version of what happened in the Library of Alexandria is that, you know, it was this epic, huge place of learning, and so, like, every book lover is just, like, sad about it. You know, mm-hmm. like, okay, I didn't even, like, write this in. Wow, there's a loud truck driving outside. I apologize.
It's okay.
But, you know, on, like, National Treasure, the movie. National
Treasure, yeah.
Like, the most exciting part
uh-huh.
is when they find the treasure, and she's yeah. like, scrolls from the library at Alexandria. There's, like, piles of gold everywhere, and I'm like, yes!
What's so, the mummy cartoon I used to love to watch?
It's literally called The Mummy, also. Oh. But
I don't. They mentioned the Library of Alexandria in there.
Well, yeah, it's in Egypt.
That's how I know about it.
Well, okay, it's in Egypt? So, yes.
I don't know, for some reason I thought it was over in, like, Europe.
Greece?
Yeah, Greece.
Because it was established by... Oh, wait, here, I'm getting to that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on, I'm jumping ahead of myself.
I'm sorry.
So, you know, people who love history and books are always sad about the Library of Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you know, the tale is that it was this epic place, it burned down for whatever reason, and all of this ancient knowledge was just lost. And, so, it was a really ancient, I mean, it was a really, like, giant, awesome library.
Yeah.
But when I say library, it's like, think of it as, like, a big, influential, like, university, like, a research university.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting ahead of myself again. Let me focus.
I need to read even my... distract you that time.
I know, that was just me. Okay, well, so,
rubbing off.
So, yeah, they stored, you know, knowledge from the ancient world, blah, blah, blah. And also, it's commonly, like you said in the beginning, thought that it was one of the wonders of the ancient world. Or is one it of the not? Seven wonders. So, and that it burned down, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, that's a very upsetting story, because it makes me super stressed about, like, what... kind of ancient knowledge.
It also makes me stressed, but I mean, it is what it is. You can't do anything about it.
I know, but it's just like, oh, like, what did we miss out on knowing about?
A
lot.
Like,
when that library burned.
We missed out on a lot, but it's okay. Yeah,
so we can all, like, take a minute to mourn that. But,
To mourn something that happened about,
Like, 2,300 years ago. But anyways, that's not quite how it happened. So the truth of it is a little bit different. First of all, like, a history a little bit of Alexandria. It was built as the capital, when Alexander the Great conquered Egypt.
Oh, is that why it's called Alexandria?
Yeah, he's a little bit of a narcissist.
It's like if I named a city... It's like if I named a country Trisandia or Trislandia, Tristaland.
I hate it.
I can't think of any other.
I mean, honestly, naming something, like, after a name is better than it being, like, just, like, Pottsville or, you know, something stupid like that.
I like that name.
Okay.
It's a funny name.
Anyways, please don't ever name a country Trislandia.
No, I think if I was a dictator, I would name a country after myself.
So anyways, he may have been a narcissist, but he also, like, the goal for Alexandria was always for it to be a city that was, like, the intellectual capital of the world. So, Alexander the Great was actually a student of Aristotle. So, this was part of, like, the culture of the city. So his descendant, Ptolemy the First, began building the library, and there's a quote that, like, about how he obtained the books, which I think is hilarious. But it says, Ptolemy, the king of Egypt, was so eager to collect books that he ordered the books of everyone who sailed there to be brought to him. The books were then copied into new manuscripts. He gave the new copy to the owners whose books had been brought to him after they sailed there, but he put the original copy in the library. So he just literally jacked their original manuscripts and was like, here, you can have a copy.
That's really funny, actually.
I'm the king. Like, you don't like it, don't come back.
You don't like it, don't come back.
So anyways, and like I said earlier, like when I say library, it was more of like a university where it's been described as a place where the great thinkers of the age, scientists, mathematicians, poets from all civilizations came to stay and exchange ideas. Mm-hmm. As many as 700,000 scrolls were eventually housed in the library. Girls and boys could study there. And this was like 2,300 years ago. So some of the wild discoveries that happened here include, and, you know, we all know I can't say anything correctly in Greek, so just, it's painful, but I'm preparing you.
Okay.
Aristarchus
was the first.
Was the first person. It's like a baby deer learning to walk, me trying to read Greek. Was the first person to state that the Earth revolves around the Sun a full 1,800 years before Copernicus.
Copernicus, didn't he, didn't the, like, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't, like, the Catholic, the church or something, was or like, hey, it's blasphemy.
Yeah.
And they, like, locked him up forever.
I thought they killed him, but I would have to, double check that.
Poor guy.
Eratosthenes proved that the Earth was spherical and calculated its circumference with amazing accuracy 1,700 years before Columbus sailed on his epic voyage. Hipparchus established the first atlas of the stars and calculated the length of the solar year accurately to within 6.5 minutes.
Oh, whoa.
Callimachus, the poet, described the texts in the library organized by subject and author, becoming the father of library science. Euclid wrote his Elements of Geometry, the basic text studied in schools all over the world even now. Herophilus identified the brain as the controlling organ of the body and launched a new era of medicine.
What did they think the controlling organ of the body was before?
Humors and weird vibes. They had the weirdest shit in medicine. Like, none of it made sense.
Oh, Never mind.
Anyways, Manetho chronicled the pharaohs and organized...
Like a drug. Sorry.
And organized our history into the dynasties that we still use to this day. And Xenodotus... And the grammarians, which I think is hilarious. I want to be known as a grammarian.
Why does everyone have such cool names?
I think we should just start calling ourselves the grammarians. Like, instead of a grammar Nazi, no, sir, I'm a grammarian.
I think I should rename myself to some elaborate Greek name.
Yeah, except I won't be able to pronounce it because I'm an idiot. Well,
then I guess you better start learning, huh?
So anyways, the grammarians established the basics of literary scholarship with their meticulous definition of the Homerian text for the Iliad and the Odyssey. Sorry, I forgot how to speak there for a second.
It's all right, I
forgive you. So another interesting bit of info is that it was not the library itself that was considered one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. It was actually the lighthouse at Alexandria.
The lighthouse? There's a lighthouse there?
There is not currently.
Well, thanks. I couldn't have known that without your input. That's crazy. Where'd you learn that? Thanks. I meant, like...
Okay,
I never knew there was a lighthouse there.
Yes, okay, so... it was massive. It was 330 feet tall. It obviously protected the ships coming into Alexandria, which was, at the time... the most important Eastern Mediterranean trade port. And so, like, until the Eiffel Tower was built, it was the tallest, like, man-made tower, basically.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So back to the library. It was not just completely destroyed by a big fire. Like, its decline was not just one incident. The first fire, well, actually, it was in operation for 1,000 years, and it suffered many fires. But,
how many fires exactly?
A lot, but I'm going to talk about just a few big ones.
I think they would learn to, stop the fires more effectively.
Well, libraries are kind of difficult, because what are you going to do, spray everything with water? Destroy it anyways?
Okay, well,
you
either get burnt or soggy, and I feel like soggy paper is better than burnt paper.
Well, maybe they just, they needed to have the invention of the whatever fire extinguisher I talked about earlier that I don't remember what it's called.
It's their fault for not inventing that earlier.
Gosh, they had all these colors in the same place.
They didn't create the fire extinguisher.
Okay, so anyways. The first fire was actually caused accidentally by Julius Caesar.
Wait, really? And,
yes. You had one job to do. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
That's somehow on theme for him.
Kind of. So, in 48 BCE, Caesar had ordered a fleet of Egyptian boats to be burned that were blocking his entrance, and the fires spread to the city and eventually the library. So, it's not clear how much of the library was damaged or destroyed. It was reported later that Mark Antony gave Cleopatra another 200,000 scrolls to resupply the library. So, I mean, it sounds like, you know, they got back on point. A much more damaging fire came in the 4th century current era when Christian zealots destroyed the collection of pagan books, and the attacks by this mob escalated to the point where the last great pagan philosopher who studied at the library, her name was Hypatia, was tortured and killed. Yes. So
she was tortured?
Tortured and killed.
Oof.
Yeah. So,
who killed her? What kind of religious zealots?
Christian.
It's always the Christian zealots.
So at this time, the library, where she was at was described, because there was a couple different buildings. The library was massive, and also, you know, it was like, also a temple, and also a whatever other things I said. So this is just a quote from that time period at the one that she was at. And it says, within the colonnades, enclosures were built, some having become repositories for the books available to the diligent for study, thus spurring on an entire city to a mastery of learning. For colonnades, there is a roof adorned with gold, and the capitals of columns are worked in bronze, overlaid with gold. Indeed, the beauty is beyond the power of words.
Oh.
Sounds like a pretty cool place.
Too bad it's not here anymore.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, they tortured and killed her. She was a renowned philosopher, mathematician, and astronomer. She was a teacher and advisor and was well-regarded and popular even among the Christian population in Alexandria. But her political...
Wasn't enough to save her, I guess.
No. Her political opponents whipped up a mob that was convinced that she was using satanic scientific instruments. So, yeah, like, I found a quote from one of, it'll make you cringe.
Oh, no.
So,
I'm nervous.
It says, and in those days there appeared in Alexandria a female philosopher, a pagan named Hypatia, and she was devoted at all times to magic, astrolabes, and instruments of music, and she beguiled many people through her satanic wiles. And the governor of the city honored her exceedingly, for she had beguiled him through her magic, and he ceased attending church, as had been his custom. And he not only did this, but he drew many believers to her, and he himself received the unbelievers at his house. So she actually had students that were Christian. She basically had a lot of political connections, but, you know, they whipped up this mob of people who were pissed off and didn't really know what was going on. And
Sounds similar to some things that happened today.
I mean, we haven't come far in the last 2,000 years, I will say. So anyways, they stripped her naked. They murdered her using either roof tiles or oyster shells, because the word in Greek is translated to either of those things. And I was like, those are...
That's the two, like, randomest things.
I don't understand... I don't know exactly how she died, but it was by roof tiles or oyster shells. And then they cut out her eyeballs, and they tore her body into pieces, and then set them on fire.
Well, and these were the Christian zealots?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem very love thy neighbor of them, huh?
No.
Seems kind of more like hate thy neighbor. Who got them? How are they going to recover from that burn? Oh my god, this is the best joke I've ever made in my life.
Okay.
I think I'm going to have to leave this podcast after that joke.
I think you will.
I think I'm going to have to go.
You're fired. Walk away.
Oh, God.
So, anyways, the library after that was a shell of its former self. It declined in size and influence, and also because its main patronage was from, like, the king, or, you know, whatever ruler, and, you know, it was during this time period that the official religion of Rome was Christianity, and so then there's not going to be as much patronage toward it. It, you know, their funding was cut, basically. So it just really, like, kind of started to shrink. The final blow seems to have come when Alexandria came under the Muslim rule in 640, current era. When Caliph Omar stated that the library's contents would either contradict the Quran, in which case they would be heresy, or they'll agree with it, so they were superfluous. Like, we already have the Quran, we don't need extra if it says the same thing. So the contents of the library were used as tinder for the bathhouses, and it was said that it took 6 months to use up all the scrolls. It's a lot of burning. Sounds a little bit Nazi-ish, but here we are. So, the sad thing to me is that there's no... I mean, obviously, the sad thing is all of those were burned, and who knows what was in them, and I wish I could just sit at the library and read them for the rest of my life. I would never come out.
I'd see you again.
I would just be sucked in to the library and be like, I live here now. But the other really sad thing to me is that there's no archaeological evidence of the library, because the city's been continuously inhabited for over 2,000 years, so whatever existed is buried deep under present-day Alexandria, and we still do not know exactly what it looked like or where it was located in the city precisely. It only, you know, descriptions of it say it was, like, connected to the palaces, but, I mean, there's not any, like, carving or, you know, anything to show us what it would have looked like. So, that's all.
Oh, that's all? I thought there was going to come more. Whoa, I should speak. I thought that more was going to be spoken.
Did you forget all of your words?
A little bit. What about the other great fires?
We can talk for a second about, I have another one lined up that I've mostly written about. So, you can start going again.
It started.
Oh, Jesus, I'm literally just talking like an ass. Okay. So yeah, that's all for this one. It's short. It's depressing because whether it happened over several fires or one big one, like... Sad times.
I think everything went downhill when they killed the cool lady.
Yeah.
I think she was the glue keeping everything together.
She was. And I think
when she left, the whole thing crumbled like a sad snickerdoodle.
Sad snickerdoodle?
Yeah.
So, I actually had started to write a different episode that I'm gonna maybe say right now. And I just, like, got tired of writing it, so I did this one instead.
Fair enough.
But that's why it's kind of short, because I just threw this together. But it's a little bit more historical, not mythy, but it'll be about Richard III. Did he murder the princes in the tower?
What? Who's Richard III?
He was a very temporary king of England. But,
the only king of England that I can, like, think of is the dude who killed all his wives, because there's a musical.
Henry VIII?
Yeah, that one.
And because I have, like, 17 books about
him. There's also a kid's book I had about him. I remember that.
Probably.
I remember reading it as a kid. I was like, well, this is messed up when I was in, like, second grade or something.
Yeah.
It was a picture book, too.
Probably did get you. That's a little morbid. I'm sorry if that
traumatized you. No, it didn't traumatize me. It's funny.
Okay. But yeah, so that's going to be our next episode. And I am going to try and, like, get my shit together and
you say that do this more often. Every single one.
I know. But, like, this one in particular, it's been over this a year. This one's different. No, I'm not saying, like, I'm not giving a date of when that's going to happen, but, like...
Watch out for the next episode in 2023.
We'll just say that. It will be... probably in 2023. Let's be honest. Because this is November. I'm not guaranteeing anything over the holidays, although I do have some time off, thank the gods. But yeah, that is all. And...
well, thank you for enlightening me.
Oh, yeah. And you can follow us at Forensic Mythology on Instagram, Facebook.
I forgot we had those.
Our website, ForensicMythology.com.
That's crazy.
It's not updated. It still says you're in high school.
Wow.
Our email address, ForensicMythology@gmail.com. Bye!
Oh, we're going bye!